USA Radio News.
President Trump watched part of Christine Blasey Ford's testimony about her sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh aboard Air Force One. President Trump was on his way back from New York. Meanwhile, at that hearing, Senator Dick Durbin's comments to Ford.
I'm sorry for what this has done to you and your family. No one should face harassment, death threats, and disparaging comments by cheap shot politicians simply for telling the truth.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has intervened in a federal lawsuit that was filed on behalf of a student who was expelled from a school after she chose not to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Paxton intervened through a court filing to defend parental rights protected under Texas state law that standardized the practice of reciting the Pledge of Allegiance in public schools, but allows parents to have their children opt out. The lawsuit was filed after the girl was kicked out of school last year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
At CDW, we get that building teamwork takes more than trust falls.
I did a trust fall once. They dropped me.
Yowzers. To better connect your teams to the people, files, and applications they need, let CDW implement G Suite by Google Cloud so they can collaborate from anywhere on a single secure platform.
Sounds great.
By the way, I would never drop you.
Thank you, announcer man.
IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/Google.
A new study has found that limiting children's recreational screen use has been linked to improved mental ability. With more, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
Details of the study of 4,500 U.S. children is published in the Lancet Child and Adolescent Health Journal. It found 8 to 11-year-olds who use screens for fun for less than 2 hours a day perform better when tested on their mental ability. Researcher Dr. Jeremy Walsh.
Regardless of content, keeping our screen time to less than 2 hours per day might be beneficial for cognitive health, and this should really be looked at more closely by clinicians and by parents.
They also recommended children get 9 to 11 hours of sleep a night. I'm John Clemens.
The owner of a Washington, D.C. restaurant where protesters forced out Senator Ted Cruz and his wife Heidi earlier this week says that the staff and their family have received death threats. The owner of the restaurant issued a statement saying he welcomes all patrons, irrespective of their creed, ideology, or opinions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A new study came out from Pew Research that said men and women differ on what they see as leadership qualities. Now, the majorities did say that they like someone who's in a high office to be honest and ethical and work well under pressure. But 75% of women say that it's essential for political leaders to maintain a tone of civility, especially when dealing with politics. Former Navy SEALs Jocko Willink and Leif Babin wrote a new book titled The Dichotomy of Leadership, and I asked Leif what advice he maybe has for a millennial leader out there.
Well, one of the things that every leader needs to remember is they got to stay humble. You got to stay humble. You got to remember that you're always trying to learn. You're always learning new things. And if you don't know everything, it's okay to admit that. A lot of times people, they let their ego get in the way of just saying, hey, you know what, guys, I've never done this before. What do you think? How do you think we should get this done? And instead, they try and act like they know everything. And the people on the team, they see right through that. So you got to put your ego in check. Now, where this is a dichotomy is, if you don't have any ego at all, well, then it comes across like you don't have any confidence. And once again, no one's going to follow a leader that doesn't have any confidence. So this is just another dichotomy that people have to balance. Leaders have to balance. And again, that's why we wrote this book, so people could learn to do that.
The two former Navy SEALs also discuss why taking extreme ownership of everything is key if you're a leader. Please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.